Radio presented by Talia,
Missy,
Daniel,
Jossie,
Emily,
Finley,
Oliver,
and Ruben.
Today's programme is all about how animals can help people in our community.
Coming up, we find out why pets are good for you.
We meet a local woman who has trained 26 guard dog puppies.
And we make some new four-legged friends at Fernhill House.
Did you know that people who have pets are healthier and live longer than people who don't? Pets help us keep fit, and stroking a pet can calm you down. In Radio Club, we've been finding out about each other's pets. Ava told us about hers.
My mum wanted a pet from the start because my mum was begging my dad to have a pet. And then we went to someone's house and then we got a dog.
Does your pet make you happy?
Yes, very, very happy. It's very nice to have a pet around the house.
Does your pet make you get fit?
Yes, it does, because when you take him out for walks, it gives you some fresh air and you can have a bit of a jog and have some fun.
My name's Molly. I think my pet makes me really fit because she always runs around and lets me chase her.
What is your pet?
Two rabbits and they have spots.
How does having a pet make you responsible?
Every single morning I have to feed her and they do drink a lot and they like being stroked and it makes me feel joyful.
My name is Chloe and my pet is Soft and it's a cat and he's really fluffy.
My name is Joe and my pet is a dog. She's a girl and she is really fun to play with.
How does your pet cheer you up?
He sort of comes to you and you can stroke him and it makes you feel better.
Does your pet keep you fit?
Yes, because we let her off lead and then we chase after her.
Some dogs are more than pets. They help people in all sorts of ways, such as guiding them if they are blind.
So I'm a volunteer for Guide Dogs, and I brought with me Guide Dog Puppy, Poppy.
This is an assembly at Tiverton. We are meeting two special guests, Mrs. Oliver and 17-week-old Poppy. Mrs. Oliver looks after guide dog puppies and starts their training. Poppy is her 26th puppy.
Each of my puppies has been very different. The last one I had was extremely lively. Poppy's not that lively, but she's a golden retriever and they are notoriously stubborn. So I think training her is going to have its little challenges, but she's very lovely. She's been a very cuddly puppy and I've really enjoyed her.
What training do you do?
To start with, the basic training, getting her used to a collar, and then I have to start trying to get her to wait before she eats her food, and then we move on from there getting her to sit. So to start with, the training's all about the basic things, and as she gets older, it's about training her how to go up and down stairs, getting on the bus, being polite at doors so that she doesn't go charging through. So it's all that sort of basic training that I do with her.
We all got a chance to meet and stroke Poppy. We did this with our eyes shut to see how it would feel if we were blind.
It makes me feel calm for some reason.
It makes me feel calm as well.
I feel like really soft fur. I can feel her moving and she is chewing her treats.
She feels really soft and it makes me happy.
Some of you said about it made you feel calm, but it made you feel confident. And that's one of the things that guide dog owners say, because people who lose their sight often say they won't go out alone once they've lost their sight, because they can't see where they're going and they've lost their confidence. And then when they get a guide dog, They say it's wonderful because they've got freedom back and they go out and they can go anywhere with their dog. And the one lady who had one of my guide dogs who rang me up said having the guide dog was like her being given her eyes back.
Himlip School.
It's not just dogs that help people. On World Animal Day, we went to Fernhill House where the residents were making friends with some baby alpacas.
This alpaca's called Daisy and she's only a baby, she's 18 months old and she's learning how to come and visit people to make people smile.
Hello Daisy. Do you know how long alpacas can live for?
They live to about 15 or 20.
What do you think of seeing the alpacas?
What do I think of seeing them?
Yeah.
It's been lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Did you like the alpacas?
Yes, I liked them very much. They seemed very friendly. They weren't daunting, frightening at all. That gives me a sense of good, glowing, lovely. I simply adore animals.
Our friends at Fernhill House don't get to see animals very often and it was lovely to see them smiling and feeding the alpacas.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound competition. Listen to this animal sound and see if you can work out what it is. If you know what that was, put your hand up at the end of the programme.
That's it for this week's show. We hope you've learnt a bit more about how pets can help us and how they can help other people in our community.
We'll be back soon with our next programme. Goodbye.
Goodbye.